Resample old school DNB drop without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12, intermediate mastering workflow. Alright, let's do the classic jungle move. Resample a drop, chop it up, and turn it into fresh material, but we're doing it the grown-up way, so you don't slowly destroy your headroom and end up with a drop that looks loud, but hits like cardboard. Here's the big idea for this lesson. Every resample is like creating a new sample pack for your track, and samples need space. If you print your drop already smashed, every next print gets flatter, harsher, and you paint yourself into a corner. So today we're building a repeatable Ableton Live 12 setup where you can resample over and over, and it still stays punchy and mixable. First mindset shift. Pick a headroom target before you touch routing. While you're producing and resampling, you're aiming for roughly minus 6 dBFS peak on your mix bus, or lower. Integrated loudness? Not important yet. We're not mastering. We are creating source material that can survive processing. Now let's build a clean bus structure, so you always know what you're hearing, and more importantly, what you're printing. In session or arrangement, create your main groups. One group for drums, kicks, snares, hats, breaks. One group for bass, your res, sub, mids. One group for music, stabs, pads, atmos. One group for effects, risers, impacts, noise. Now here's the key, create an audio track called MIX bus. This is your pre-master. Everything should feed this, and only then does it go to the actual master. So set each of your group's drums, bass, music, effects, set audio to MIX bus, and then set MIX bus audio to master. What that does is super important. It keeps the master as basically a monitoring destination, not the place where you accidentally bake in limiter decisions. And yes, I'm going to say it clearly. Keep the master clean while printing. No limiter on the master when you're actually recording your resample. If you love the vibe of a limiter while writing, we'll do that in a safe way later. Next, we put headroom control on the MIX bus using stock devices. On the mix bus, drop a utility first. Set the gain to about minus 6 dB as a starting trim. Think of utility like your clean mix trim knob. It doesn't add a sound, it just gives you predictable gain staging. After that, you can add a limiter if you want, but only as a safety net, not as a sound. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Look ahead can stay around 1 millisecond. Default is fine. Now watch the limiter. If it's doing more than about 1 dB of gain reduction during the drop, you are printing too hot. Back off. The goal is not never touches. The goal is not constantly shaving peaks every bar. Quick coach moment. Before you even print, loop the loudest 4 to 8 bars of the drop. Just the nastiest part. This is your metering moment. If you've got a true peak meter, cool, use it. Ableton's limiter shows peaks, not true peaks, but it's still useful. Ask yourself, is this drop moving, or is it already slammed into a steady block? If it's constantly slammed, your resample is going to feel pre-crushed and it won't take extra bite later. Back off compression or drive until the groove breathes again. Now we build the secret weapon, the dedicated print track. Create a new audio track named print. Drop. Set audio from to MIX bus. That's the clean, controlled choice. Resampling can work too, but it can be messier, because it grabs whatever is happening globally, including monitoring chains if you're not careful. MIX bus is deliberate. Set monitor to off. That avoids feedback and weird monitoring doubling. Arm the track. On the print, drop track, add another utility. This is your input trim for the recording level. Start somewhere between -3 and -9 dB, depending on how hot your mix bus is. You're aiming for the printed waveform to land comfortably, not kissing zero. Optional but helpful. Drop spectrum after utility on the print track. Not because it's magic, but because it's a quick way to notice when your low end is exploding even if the peaks don't look crazy. Sub energy can steal headroom without looking dramatic. And here is your target for the recorded audio. Peaks around -12 to -6 dBFS on the printed clip. That is not weak. That is perfect. That leaves room for saturation, eck, transient shaping, layering, and more resampling without turning everything into a pancake. Now let's actually print the drop. Arrangement workflow. Go to arrangement view. Highlight the exact section you want, like drop 1, 32 bars. Make sure print. Drop is armed. Hit global record. Let it play through, and stop. Then do a quick cleanup, consolidate the printed clip, Control or Command J. Rename it with useful info like drop 1 print 174 BPM GM. Include BPDEM and a key or vibe note. You'll thank yourself later when you've got 8 prints and you're hunting for the right one. Next, warp settings. This is where a lot of people accidentally soften the drums and blame compression, when it's actually warp. Click the printed clip. Turn warp on. If you're warping a full mix resample, Complex Pro is the safer choice. It's more forgiving. If your resample is drum heavy, or you're focusing on breaks and you want that tight snap, try Beats Mode. Set Preserve to Transients, then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 for tighter, less smeary results. Old school DNB lives on transients. If the resample suddenly feels like there's a blanket over the break, check Warp Mode before you start adding more processing. Now we make it feel old school without destroying headroom. The rule is simple. Print clean, then add vibe. So on the print, drop track or on a separate resample FX group if you want to stay organized, build a classic stock chain. Start with EQ8, high pass at around 20 to 30 HC. You're not removing bass. You're removing rumble you can't hear but your limiter absolutely can. Then if the print feels boxy after printing, try a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. And if you want a touch of air, maybe a gentle shelf, plus 1 dB around 8 to 12K, but be careful, hats can turn into peak monsters fast. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great for this. Drive it maybe 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. And this is huge. Level match the output. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're fooling yourself. Keep the loudness the same and judge the tone. Then a light drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. And boom. Either off or extremely subtle. Boom can wreck your sub headroom in 1 second. Especially on resampled mixes. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. This is glue, not flattening. And another quick pro detail. Don't let stereo low end steal your ceiling. Old school resamples often have wide chorus or reverb baked in, and if the low end is wide, it can peak unpredictably and collapse in mono. So on the printed drop, or especially on your sub layer if you're splitting, put EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the side somewhere around 120 to 180 HC. Keep the mid low end intact. This often gives you back 1 or 2 dB of usable headroom, and the low end feels more solid. Now, arranging like jungle. This is where resampling becomes an instrument. Do 2-bar turnaround edits. Take the last 2 bars of every 8, slice them up, add a reverse crash, and here's the fun part. Reverse a cymbal from your own print. That's a self-sourced riser and it glues instantly because it's literally made of the drop. Add a snare repeat, like an 8-note roll, but do it with clip gain and fades, not by slamming a limiter. Little clicks can force limiters to work harder and make peaks scarier than they need to be. Speaking of clicks, to click your edits like a grown-up, put tiny fades on chopped edges, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and often, especially on breaks, a slightly longer fade-out than fade-in sounds smoother. Do micro chops on the break. Duplicate the printed track. Isolate drum heavy moments. Split on snares with Control or Command E. Nudge slices by 10 to 30 milliseconds for swing. That push-pull is old-school editor energy, and it adds groove without adding any loudness processing. And try call and response with bass. Print the full drop, but also consider printing stems, drums, bass, music plus FX. That's a huge upgrade because now you can warp the drums in Beats mode while leaving music in Complex Pro. You can distort bass mids without touching the sub. And you can make fills by muting stems, which is classic jungle dropout energy. Now let's talk about monitoring loud without printing loud, because I know you want that club illusion while you write. Put a limiter on the master only for monitoring. Ceiling minus 1 dB. Push the gain until it feels exciting. That's your hype listening chain. But when you print, you are printing from MIX bus into print, drop, not from the master. That way your resamples stay dynamic and headroom safe, while your ears still get the loud vibe while you compose. Best of both worlds. Quick mystery gain audit, because this is where headroom disappears in real projects. If you feel like you're doing everything right but it's still too loud, check for hidden boosts. Group track volumes not at zero. Return tracks adding parallel energy. Hot synth presets, especially sub-heavy re-SEs. A fast audit method. Temporarily set the MIX bus utility to 0 dB. Then pull each bus fader down until the MIX bus peaks around minus 10 to minus 6. Then put the MIX bus utility back to your preferred trim, often negative. You'll find the culprit fast. One more nuance. Printing pre-fader versus post-fader. Decide it on purpose. If you want the print to include your arrangement rides and volume automation, print post-fader, meaning those moves are part of the sound. If you want a consistent print regardless of your automation, mimic pre-fader printing by keeping your bus faders at unity and doing automation with utility gain on a dedicated mix moves stage. The point is, Decide what counts as the sound and keep it consistent. Now common mistakes. Rapid fire. Mistake 1. Printing from the master with a limiter on. Result. Every resample gets flatter and harsher. Fix. Print from MAX bus. Keep the master limiter for monitoring only. Mistake 2. Ignoring sub rumble. Result. Limiter works too hard. Drop loses snap. Fix. High pass 20 to 30 HC where appropriate. Mistake 3. Warp mode smearing the break. Fix. Beats mode for drum forward prints. Complex Pro for full mixes. Mistake 4. Resampling too hot because it looks weak. Fix. Embrace minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS peaks on printed audio. That's the correct zone. Mistake 5. Stacking saturation every generation. Fix. Use generational discipline. Gen 1. Timing and edits only. Gen 2. Tone. Saturation or glue. Gen 3. Special effects or more editing, but not constant extra loudness. Let's finish with a quick practice run you can do in like 15 to 25 minutes.